Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled, The Offerings of the Lord. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We've been made a holy priesthood. And here the specific thing he says, what does the priesthood do? To offer up spiritual sacrifices. Well, we have been made kings and priests to our God. More than once you see that in the New Testament. But what do priests do? Well, if you go back and study in the Old Testament, you see a lot of their time was involved in the offerings of the Lord. And so we've gone back and we've looked at the first offerings, and we've looked at free will offerings, and we've looked at tithes, and we've looked at first fruits. And last week, we began talking about alms giving, alms offerings. And so let's review a little bit and continue on that today. In Matthew 6, we read this last time, let's read it again. Matthew 6, verse 1, Jesus is speaking. And he says, take heed that you do not your alms before men to be seen of them, otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when you do your alms, notice he didn't say if, right? It's just when. Do not sound a trumpet before you as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say to you, they have their reward. But when you do alms, again, not if, but what? When. So how many in here do alms? All right, so when you do it, let not your left hand know what your right hand does, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father which sees in secret himself shall reward you openly. Now, one of the biggest things the Lord is ministering through this passage is what not to do in giving alms. Now, let's review a little bit. Alms literally means compassionateness. And we went over in some detail about what this means. It is not feeling sorry for somebody and getting down over their situation. Alms is compassionateness toward, specifically the Bible calls, the poor. Well, who are the poor? What does that mean? Usually it talks about people who don't have adequate food, don't have adequate clothes, don't have adequate housing, but they are not succeeding in having their needs met. And if somebody doesn't have enough to eat or enough to wear or a decent place to stay, we should care. Right? And not just feel sorry for them, but have compassion, which is love that moves to change the situation. Just feeling sorry and crying and feeling bad does no one any good. Jesus was moved with compassion toward the sick in his ministry. What was the result? They were healed. He didn't just cry and feel sorry for them. He was touched with the feeling of their infirmities and moved to do something about it. And that is almsgiving. Now, we also saw from the book of James, he said, if a brother or a sister is in need. And we camped on that our first obligation and responsibility is to our Christian brothers and sisters, not just to the poor of the world in general. Did you hear me? Not to say we can't do anything for poor unbelievers. There are times the Lord will lead you to. But first and foremost, our obligation is to our brothers and sisters in the family of God, right, that are in need. And, you know, God intended that people be moved to repentance when they see the goodness of God in our midst, when they see how we take care of our own. They should want to be part of us, right? Because we take care of our own. And this is talking about the church family. Now, let's go back to this thought about what he said not to do. He said, don't do it in front of men to be seen of them. Now, hold your place there and go to 1 Corinthians. 1 Corinthians 13. 1 Corinthians 13. He said in verse 3, though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and have not charity or love, it profits me nothing. Now that's quite a statement, isn't it? You could give everything you have, all your goods, to feed the poor, and absolutely, as far as God's concerned, be unprofited. God not be impressed by it at all, and you receive no reward for it. You could even give your body to be burned. You could give every natural thing you got, all your money, all your stuff, and give up your body. And absolutely not please God with it, and receive no reward for it. Profits you nothing in God. How can that be? Because it was not done in love. Well, why would somebody do it if not for love? Oh, for a whole host of reasons. Right? See, Matthew 6 said, for to be seen of men. We must be free of all the things in this world that have contaminated this holy thing before the Lord. We're going to see this a little bit later on, but provision has always been made in the things of God for meeting people's needs who were hurting. Old Testament, beginning days of the church, New Testament instruction, it's been a big thing to God from the beginning. But in modern times, so much of so-called charitable things have become PR. And the main reason people do them is for public relations and for tax incentive and benefit. And you find out real quickly, if you take away the PR and you take away people knowing about it and you take away the tax incentive, now you'll know what you got. And I've seen more than once. I've seen people who tell me, you know, will I get a certain tax deduction on this? Well, on some things, you know, thank God we can. But on other things, they wanted to do them a certain way. And we said, well, no, you won't get anything for that. Well, then they don't do it. Well, now that's a big problem. You know, I've had people in more than once in ministry call me up and say, you know, the Lord dealt with me to do this. A great thing financially. I said, well, praise God, good. And then they said, well, would you do this? Or would you do that? Or will you do this with me and would you allow me to do this? Well, no. Well, now, if you don't do that, then I don't think I can do this. Well, now, you know, with me, it's always been real simple. The Lord either told you to do it or he didn't. Right? If he told you to do it, I recommend that you do it. Whether the people involved do what you think they ought to or not is really beside the point. But so many people have this mentality, you know, will you do this and I'll do this. And if I can get this, then I'll do this. And if I can get this much, then I'll give this much. Well, see, they're not being led by the Lord. You go before the Lord. Lord, what do you want me to do? Show me what to do it. And then you do it. If they don't even appreciate it, you do it. If nobody knows it, you do it. Otherwise, you are doing things for to be seen of men. You're not doing things from the motive of love. And if it's not from love, you get no reward in the things of God for it. In these areas, we must examine our motives. We must examine our heart. And we must be devoid of wanting people to know. Right? Now, I know it sounds, like everybody already knows this, but do you understand this is a huge deal? With churches and ministries, people will do something if they can get in the paper with it. People will do stuff if it's announced from the platform. Well, what if it's not? Well, if they won't do it, then they revealed their heart that love was not the motive. Right? It was something else. For to be seen of men. And in those days, he said, he's describing what would happen. People who are supposed to be big people in the church, they would sound a trumpet. Do-do-do-do! What? So-and-so is about to give to the poor. Well, now there's so many things wrong with this. Aren't there? It's wrong on so many levels. One of them we've already talked about, wanting to be seen of men. Another, one reason why the Lord said this on this kind of giving, don't let one hand know what the other does. Well, what does that mean? It means discreet. Be discreet. Why? Because God cares about people who are hurting that they are not needlessly and unnecessarily embarrassed. Go to 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, please. You're right there in 13. Just back up to chapter 11. Verse 20. 1 Corinthians 11:20. We read this last week. But let's read it again. He said, when you come together in one place, this is not to eat the Lord's Supper. In eating, everyone takes before other his own supper, and one is hungry, another is drunk. What? Have you not houses to eat and drink in? Or despise you the church of God and shame them that have not? What shall I say to you? Shall I praise you in this? I praise you not. He's reproving them. He is correcting them. The Spirit of God is through him. Because he said, you are embarrassing people who don't have. You're flaunting all your rich food and somebody's sitting over here in the corner with a couple of crackers and you don't care. And you're doing all this big stuff and being a glutton and getting drunk. And they don't have enough to even get full. And you're doing it in front of them. And you call that the Lord's Supper. Does the Lord care if people are embarrassed? He does.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Alms, Part 2, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010. Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1102J. That's R1102J, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.